It's called accelerated depreciation. It gives the Circuit of the Americas a fast 7-year write-off on the value of their investment, which may have been as much as $400 million. Allie Putnam is spokesperson for the track. She says they're pleased to have the tax break, but says they did not lobby for it.
We did monitor the issue as it moved forward, but we're not directly active in pursuing the extension itself.
Some call it the NASCAR credit. But ironically, NASCAR doesn't benefit from it directly because the organization doesn't actually own any tracks, says Charles Talbert. He's with International Speedway Corporation. ISC owns many of the speedways where NASCAR races are run, like the Daytona International Speedway in Florida. Talbert says the tax credit rewards builders of new tracks and owners of existing tracks that upgrade their facilities by repaving or building new concessions areas, for example.
It's unfairly characterized as a NASCAR benefit. There are close to 1,000 motorsport facilities across the country that host F1, IndyCar, ARCA, and some of just non-sanctioned events that benefit from the 7-year life depreciation.
In Austin, Michael Kramer runs the Texas Program in Sports and Media at UT. He's an expert on public-private sports businesses. Kramer says it's important to understand how this tax break is funded.
So effectively what's happening is the federal government and you and me are helping to pay for that track, right? And that's the rub.
Kramer believes that COTA's Formula One race brings big benefits to Austin and to Texas. He says the $29 million payment to COTA from the Texas Special Events Trust Fund was probably a good investment. That money comes from sales taxes collected during the event in November. But Kramer's not sure about more public money going to the track.
Should it happen? Probably federal government shouldn't be subsidizing these things. You know, I think the state and local, depending on the facts and circumstances, I think there's a lot of reason why you would support a sports and entertainment facility.
Kramer, who once co-owned the Texas Rangers baseball team and served as team president, says that almost every industry in America gets some sort of special tax break. Circuit of the Americas says it doesn't know just how much this tax break will save the track on its federal taxes. Mark Dewey, KUT News.